Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Jermaine. So let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His going forth is as certain as the dawn, and he will come to us like the rain, like the spring rain watering the earth. Hosea chapter 6, verse 3. Can we know God? Yes, you can know God. First of all, listen to Romans chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. Because that which is known about God is evident within them. For God made it evident to them, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power, and his divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. Romans chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. The creation is empirical data that you can see, you can understand. We can know about God from creation. You can know about his invisible attributes, his eternal power, his divine nature. These are evident from looking at the creation. Yes, we can know about God and know that God exists. The heavens are declaring the glory of God, and the earth is full of his glory. Yes, God's invisible attributes, his eternal power, and his divine nature are clearly seen. You can know about God from the creation, but to get to know God, you need to read the Bible, his word. How can we know God? He has revealed himself in his word, the Bible. He has told us about himself. If you want to know God, read and study the Bible. It is the most important book for you to read. How do we know that the Bible is the word of God? Detailed prophecies which have been and are being fulfilled in history give us empirical proof that the Bible is what it claims to be, the word spoken by God through his prophets and through his apostles. The prophecies about Israel foretold the history of Israel. These prophecies have been fulfilled in detail in history. This is a way of knowing that God exists and that he is Jehovah, and that he has spoken to us through his word. It is written in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 38, "Then they will know that I am the Lord." You can read the prophecies for yourself and read their fulfillment in history. You can also see their fulfillment by visiting Israel, Babylon, Tyre, and Egypt, and reading what the Bible said about them. This is empirical data, proof that God exists and that he has spoken through his prophets, his Messiah, and his apostles. Listen now to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. "And so we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you will do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts." 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Yes, we can know that God exists and that the Bible is his word. God said in Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 and 10, "Remember the former things long past, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is no one like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things which have not been done, saying, my purpose will be established, and I will accomplish all my good pleasure." Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 and 10. You can learn to know God by reading how he dealt with people. For example, with the nation of Israel. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 30, "Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore." Yes, God has dealt with people, and he has executed judgment. Listen to Psalm chapter 9, verse 16. "The Lord has made himself known. He has executed judgment." Also, God has told us about himself in the Bible. He has revealed himself. For example, let us read Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. "And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Thus shall you say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. Also in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, and there is no God besides me. If you read the Bible, God will tell you about himself. For example, listen to Psalm chapter 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46, verse 10. God has spoken to us. God said to Moses in Deuteronomy, the fifth book of the Bible, chapter 18, verse 18, I will raise up a prophet from among their countrymen like you, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18. Who is this prophet like Moses, who has also spoken the word of God? Well, that is Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Messiah. God has spoken to us through Messiah, as recorded in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. God has spoken to us through the new covenant. Let us go to Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. And there it tells us that under the new covenant time, that we will know God. And we do know God under the new covenant time. And they shall not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. God has given the new covenant through the prophet like Moses, Jesus, the Messiah. And Jeremiah foretold that during the new covenant time, we would know God. And God has spoken to us and to you through his Son. You can know God through Messiah. Messiah came to this earth to reveal God to us. Turn with me now to the book of John, chapter 1, verse 18. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. And it is written in John chapter 1, verse 14, And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Messiah came to this world, as Isaiah foretold, in chapter 7, verse 14, God with us. Isaiah the prophet also foretold that he would be called Mighty God, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Messiah not only brought us the new covenant, but he is God with us. You can get to know Jesus by reading the new covenant. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 7, If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on you know him and have seen him. John chapter 14, verse 7. Jesus told his apostles about his death and that they would behold him. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 20, In that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. John chapter 14, verse 20. Yes, Jesus was raised from the dead and is alive. He showed himself to his apostles. We have the historical testimonies of the eyewitnesses. The first Christians were Jews, many of whom had crucified Jesus, and then changed their minds as they understood the resurrection. The beginning of the congregation of Messiah in Jerusalem is a witness to you. Jesus said while praying to God, And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus, Messiah, whom you have sent. John chapter 17, verse 3. You can come to know God by becoming a Christian. The Christian knows God and has fellowship with God. 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Listen now to 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. And the one who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And we know by this that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. The Christian experiences the renewing by the Holy Spirit. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. The Christian experiences the fruit of the Holy Spirit in his life. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 24. The Christian experiences the leading of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. Romans chapter 8, verses 11 through 16. And through the Holy Spirit, the Christian experiences the love of God. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Yes, we can know that we know God. We'll read now 1 John chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. And he, Messiah, himself, is the propitiation for our sin, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. 1 John chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Yes, you can know God. You can know God our Father in heaven. He has revealed himself to you in the creation, in his word, the Bible, and in Jesus, the Messiah. God has spoken to you through his Son, Jesus. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. And then in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and Peter said to them, repent, and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus, Messiah, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you would like a free book about the evidences of God, then write to Congregation of Messiah, Post Office Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Post Office Box 5333, Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D, Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time for Eternal Good News. This is Germaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
O Lord my God, may I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee,